Well, good morning. Happy Lord's Day. It is May 1st, a new month, 2022. And welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Another month. Congratulations to everybody for making it through April. Let's start off strong for May and again for the rest of the year. Again, making this a part of our daily routine, being in God's Word. But that said, today on May the 1st, the Lord's Day, we are going to be reading from Numbers chapter 8, Psalm 44, Song of Solomon chapter 6, and Hebrews chapter 6. So let's get into the Word today. Numbers chapter 8. If I can open up to the right page. There we go. Numbers chapter 8 this morning. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, When thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And Aaron did so, and he lighted the lamps thereof over against the candlestick, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold unto the shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof, was beaten work according unto the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses, and so he made the candlestick. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the Levites from among the children of Israel, and cleanse them. And thus shalt thou do unto them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bullock with his meat offering, even fine flour mixed with oil, and another young bullock shalt thou take for his sin offering. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they might execute the service of the Lord. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks, and thou shalt offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for the Levites. And thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons, and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. And thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering, for they are wholly given unto me from among the children of Israel, instead of such as open every room, even instead of the firstborn of the children of Israel have I taken them unto me. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come nigh unto the sanctuary. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did the children of Israel unto them. And the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord, and Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that they went, the Levites, to do the service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This is it that belongeth unto the Levites, from 25 years old and upward they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service. And thus shalt thou do unto the Levites touching their charge. That was Numbers chapter 8. Let's move on over to Psalm 44. Psalm 44 today. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what works thou didst in their days, in the times of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance for Jacob. And through thee will we push down our enemies. Through the name, thy name, will we tread them under the rise up against those that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest the people for naught, and dost not increase the wealth of their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face that covereth me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and the avenger. All this come upon us, and yet have we not forsaken thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. And though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not afar off ever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. That was Psalm 44. Let's move on over to Song of Solomon, chapter 6. Song of Solomon, chapter 6. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into the garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, and whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 70 queens and 40 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth in the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with the banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see thee, fruit of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranate budded, or ever I was aware my soul made me like the chariots of Abinadab. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we might look upon thee. What will we see in the Shulamite? As it were the company of two armies. That was Song of Solomon, chapter 6. Let's move on over to Hebrews for our final reading today. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 today. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them who meet it, is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded of better things of you than things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor, love, which ye have shown towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Well, amen. That was our reading for the Lord's Day, May 1st, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Just a reminder, today is the Lord's Day. So a lot going on at church today. We have our Sunday school classes, adult Bible classes at 9:15. Now we are going through the book of Matthew right now, and it's been a great study. And so come on out, invite somebody. And if you might not be in the habit of coming out, it will be a blessing for you. And so get up a little earlier, come on out, be a part of it. And then, of course, our regular worship service at 10:30 this morning. We also are, after church today, we're going to be meeting over with our sister church, the Congregational Church of Eastford, to do basically a trash pickup day afterwards. That's going to be at 12:30. In order just to be a blessing for our town. So even if you can come out to that for a little bit, make sure that you do that. But that said, let's start our Lord's Day with a word of prayer today. Father, thank you so much for just this day that you've given to us, another Lord's Day where we can come together and worship you. And God, I thank you so much for each one of my brothers and sisters, God, online, and those who are a part of Eastford Baptist, Lord. I just thank you so much, Lord. I'm privileged to be here and to be a part of this church family, and Lord, I just look forward to worshiping together. And so, Lord, bless us, starting this morning, Lord, with the reading of your word. God, as we read in that beautiful passage and scary passage of Hebrews chapter 6, Lord, this morning, Lord, Lord, I just pray that we would indeed not become weary in well-doing. Lord, that we would live for you and that we would do the hard things, Lord, that we would be committed to you, Lord, in all things, beginning in the places, Lord, where you want us to be committed, Lord, namely your church. The church is the way in which we express our love for you just most abundantly in that direct way, God, in the way that you have instructed. And so, Lord, and certainly we do that in other ways, but Lord, we do it primarily through that context, Lord, that beautiful, beautiful church family, Lord, that you have granted to us. And so may we be here today, Lord. May we look forward to worshiping. May we as we delve into your word once again, may you use it in our hearts and lives to convict us and grow us and encourage us, Lord, all the things, Lord, which we need. And so, Lord, we thank you. And I just commend this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you all so much. Make sure that you comment or leave a reaction to this video so that I can count it. But see you in a little bit. Bye now.